What's up? Welcome to the first episode of Just a Human Being. I'm your host, Jasmine Lamar. And I thought I'd just keep it simple for the first episode and just do a brief introduction of who I am and what I'm standing for and what the purpose is of this podcast, and also just what it means to be a human being, right? Like, what is with that? Again, my name is Jasmine. A little bit about me, y'all. I just became a self-published author, which I'm super, super proud of. I didn't know I had it in me, but I am who God says I am, and God said, write these books. I thought he gave me one, and he blessed me with two. So, you know, there's that. I am from the DMV, born in D.C., raised in Prince George's County, Maryland. Woo, woo, shout out. But I recently relocated and started my life from scratch all over again. As I got into my young adulthood, I just wasn't resonating with the hustle and the bustle. I just kind of wanted to get someplace that was quiet and tucked away and where I could just hear myself think. You know what I mean? I was working out a lot of kinks in my life, trying to find my place in the world, trying to quiet my anxiety, my overthinking. And it still is a struggle for me some days, but I was just trying to find out what my calling, my purpose was. And I learned over time that my calling and my purpose is literally just to radiate at a soul level, just be myself. That's literally it. My calling is to literally be, just to be a human being, right? I was placed there on this earth, I feel as though, to, you know, experience life and to learn and to grow and to be faced with different opportunities and situations and to meet all different types of people and personalities along the way, some pleasant, some not, and just taking some things as lessons and blessings. Sometimes they're both. On my journey thus far, I've learned that I don't have to be what anybody says I need to be. Society and culture told me that I needed to go to school, finish college. I dropped out after my first semester in community college. Society tells me that I need to be fixated on something. You know what I mean? Like, there should be a specific focus and a specific target in order to be deemed successful and to climb the ladder in said profession, to be somebody. I never did that my entire life. I was the queen of picking things up and putting them down because I was interested in so many different things, right? Like, I loved cooking. I still do. At one point in time, I wanted to go to culinary school. I had gotten a partial scholarship to go to Johnson Hills University, in Charlotte, for culinary arts and restaurant management. I thought that's what I wanted to do for a long time and be in the hospitality industry. Right. At another point in time, I was addicted to HGTV. My sisters could not stand me. They wanted to watch what they wanted to watch. And when they would come in the living room and sit down and see what I was watching, all they saw was HGTV, House Hunters International, Property Brothers, just everything. Right. And they're just like, oh, not this again. So for a while, like, I used to watch Design Star and everything. Like, I wanted to get into interior design because I feel like your environment has an effect on you. So if you take the time to make the place that you call home or work work for you and feel good to you, and it's just an environment that's welcoming and just warm, you want to be there. You know, I'm always in awe when I go different places and the ambiance is like, wow, the feng shui. Okay. I originally was in high school for performing arts, right? I went to performing arts school growing up, kindergarten all the way to eighth grade, and went to high school for a year and a half in a performing arts program to sing. I was in choir. I played piano for about 7 years. I tried a little bit of everything. Right? And my dad used to tell me, like, why are you a quitter? Like, stop picking stuff up just to put it down. Like, you keep dropping the ball. Like, why is that? Like, and it really, and this is, you know, in no shape or form of me coming down on my father. I love that man. I love that man. But I'd be lying if I said that it didn't necessarily give me an insecurity into my adult years, thinking that I had to stick to one thing and that I couldn't enjoy multiple things or try a little bit of everything, right? Like, I wanted life to be a buffet. You know what I mean? Like, I'm greedy. Like, when I go to Corral or go to a Chinese buffet or out to eat, like, okay, obviously it's no secret. Like, I mentioned multiple times throughout my book, and like, I'm really big on body positivity and all that good stuff. Like, we all know I'm a big girl, okay? I likes to eat. When I go to the buffet, I want my salad plate. I want my little two or three hot plates if I can eat that. You know, if it's a Chinese buffet, then I'll probably, get the hibachi and like a plate of sushi or something, and then go to the hot bar and get what looks fresh and looks good and appealing to the eye. You know what I mean? And if I have room, I'd go for dessert. But the point is, I didn't really have to limit myself, right? I wanted to see what resonated with me the most. And honestly, what resonates with me the most is just the freedom that comes from like just existing, and expressing myself fully and authentically, and doing the things that bring me joy, even if they're different things at different points of time in my life. I should be allowed to change my mind and to navigate the world in the way that feels good to me. Right? And that's not to say that like you shouldn't have a level of consistency with something, right? You know, I definitely do have a 9-to-5 job, at least for the time being, until I can hang up my coat. I'm so ready to hang up that customer service coat. Lord, get me off these phones. I hear phones ringing in my sleeve. No disrespect though. That's my bread and my butter, and that's what's been allowing me to set myself up for success with the publishing of my books and everything I feel like I needed to lift myself off, especially with the podcast and getting the equipment that I needed to start off with. At least it's not the fanciest, it's not the shiniest is not the newest, but this is my real humble beginnings, and like, you know what I mean? Like, so yeah, let me just put this on record. This first episode of this podcast like just came out the blue. I'm totally freeballing this. I told myself, I was like, well, I should probably make an outline of just try to just to keep myself on track, like to kind of have different topics already kind of like pre-planned to speak on, and just brainstorming different ideas so that there's like this cohesiveness to this, right? No, this was supposed to be a mic check 1-2-1-2 with this new mic that I just got for $12.99 from Amazon. Okay. And here I am actually spitting some real shit, right? So I'm gonna keep it. I'm gonna go with it. Why not? Raw and unfiltered, uncut, unedited. But yeah, so when I think about what it means to be a human just being, I think about the freedom to express oneself. I think about having the ability to navigate life on my path of least resistance, to not always be in fight or flight mode, to not always be in survival mode and operating out of that place. Is so tiring. Trying to put myself in a box, trying to look a certain type of way because culture and society says that I need to look this type of way, or social media says that this is more pleasant to the eye or this is more appealing than that. Like, I'm just so sick of it. You know what I mean? Like, I used to wear them culture cuffs, and guess what? I released myself. Them chains are gone because at this point in time, I don't give a fuck about that. Respectfully. Like, I'm more so interested in living out the days that I have on God's beautiful green earth, okay? In a way where if tomorrow was my last day or whenever God calls me home, I can look back and, you know, they say, not to sound dark or nothing, but you know, when they say, like, when you're about to die, your life flashes before your eyes. I don't want to be about to die and close my eyes and have flashbacks of just trauma and pain and misery and suffering and fucking struggle bucket seasons and like just hard, just going through the trenches. I don't want that to be my moments that flash back when I'm about to go see those pearly gates. You know what I mean? Like, I want my flashbacks to be about, I want to see the people that I've helped along the way. I want to see me having traveled the world. I want to see me embarking on my passion projects. I want to be able to see that. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be able to see the highlights of my life. I mean, not to say that I wouldn't want to see the hard parts of my life, because that's also important, because it shows me where I started and where I went and everything in between. That's a beautiful journey, but I don't want all of it to just be trash. Like, I don't want all of it to be trash. So these days, I'm just doing what feels good to me, especially in the light of who I feel like I've become. Now that I'm no longer seeking validation from outside factors, people or other things, and I'm solely just radiating from the inside out. I'm doing things now that I don't need money from it to feel like I'm enjoying it or to feel like it's going to be fruitful or successful. I'm doing this because it just feels good down to my bones. It just, I had such a hard time growing up expressing myself and speaking for myself. I bit my tongue. I held myself back a lot because growing up, when I would talk a lot, it would be seen as annoying. I was that kid where people were like, oh, well, she shut up. Like, and I carried that into my adult years. I really limited myself and I tried to only speak in a way that was appeasing and appealing to other people, because then I wouldn't be deemed as annoying or wouldn't get shut down and people would actually be interested in what I had to say. But when I overcame that self-limiting belief and when I went through the journey of healing from that, and some days I still feel that. I'm not gonna lie, some days I do feel that. But for the most part, like now, I just want to speak freely, you know? And whoever fuck with it, fuck with it. Whoever can relate to it, relate to it. Whoever finds me appeasing and great to listen to and can tap in and connect with it, like, that's amazing. I love that for you. I love that for me. I love that for us. But yeah, you know, to hell with trying to fit the status quo and trying to be the same. God did not create me to be the same. God created me to stand out and to be different. You know what I mean? Like, God didn't create me to be culture. He created me to be kingdom. You know what I mean? And in that regard, you know, that looks like living my life and pursuing passion projects and giving back to the people in a way that also fulfills me and my sense of purpose. And that happens through speaking for me. That happens through me naturally radiating the light that I was just given. You know, I'm tired of dimming my light. I'm tired of making myself small to make everything else around me feel big. It's time for me to be big. You know what I mean? No pun intended. It's time for this big girl to feel big, period. Put that on a t-shirt. Coming soon. But nah, I'm going to keep this first episode, you know, pretty short, condensed. Not going to ramble too long, but I just kind of want to touch base and also just, you know, hear how this sounded on the mic. Hopefully it's not trash, because I really just spit some good ass shit. And if this mic is trash and I play this back and it's all choppy and ugly sounding, I'm gonna be mad as hell. oh my gosh. But we about to find out. Hopefully it sounds good, y'all. Hopefully it sounds good. But if this is your first time listening, welcome to Just a Human Being with Jasmine Lamar. All right, peace out, y'all.